views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I'm here today with Mary Jane Mack. For those of you who don't know, I am her daughter. She's my mom. And she has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She is a holistic intuitive. She's pretty amazing. I would say that even if she wasn't my mom. Do you agree, Mom?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you are too, by the way. And welcome back, because you were on a little bit of a hiatus. You're doing well. You look great, Nancy, by the way.
Thank you, Benny. Thank you.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We missed you the last show.
And we did miss you.
Yeah, we really did. Mm-hmm. And you're amazing, Nancy, all you do. And
well, thanks, Mom.
High five. Right
thanks,
there.
Yeah. Okay. Woo. All right. Well, it's good to be back, especially on this beautiful day.
Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
I know. I want to get outside and play.
I think we need to work with her on taking a compliment. Don't you think there, Mary
Jane? Yeah, I think so.
I'm not one who does that very well.
We could tell just
could
a
you
little
tell?
Bit.
Yeah. All right.
Just a little bit.
Well, I'll work
soak
on
it
that.
Soak it in, Nancy.
I'm going to soak it in. Let's have a moment. Let me just relish that.
All right.
Okay. So, deep breathe.
There you go.
Breathe deeply. We are talking about today part two of the basics of healthy living for you and your family. I missed part one, so we're going to talk about part two.
Well, we had such a big response to part one. And what's interesting, we talked about the house and your environment. And after that, I was listening to a show on was on TV, actually. And what they talked about is the number one toxic environment is not outside your home, but inside your home. And it's kind of the things that I've been talking about and that you hear about all along, you know, like the refrigerator. We'll get into it more. So, and before you start looking outside, you better take care of inside, and because that's where you spend quite a bit of time also, in order to add to your healthy lifestyle.
That's pretty scary. Inside the home.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. You got colds, sneezing, coughing, germs spewing everywhere. I mean, on everything from light fixtures to counters to... So, yeah. Well, it's going to be a fun topic. As I said, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's been there since 1992. Yes. So she is able to tap into your body, find out what's going on, and then recommends a whole food nutrition protocol, which gets in, repairs, supports your body, and brings it back to where your body can take over. And she's going to be answering your calls. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and she will go ahead and tap in and see what's going on.
And it could be you. It could be your family. It could
be your pets. Mary Jane has also done pets, dogs,
do horses,
cats.
Dogs, cats.
Yeah, there's no discrimination here.
No discrimination.
None. She can do it all.
Yeah, so
she's
if
amazing.
There's something you've just been wondering about or thinking about, give us a call.
Or if there's something that has been an ongoing problem that you just can't seem
with
to
no
get resolved,
solution.
No solution, give Mary Jane a call and we'll see what you can do. Because half the time, you think it's one thing, but it's really something else. Instead of dealing with symptoms, Mary Jane actually is able to get to the root cause instead of treating the symptoms. So that's why it's so spectacular.
And I do that by using a form of kinesiology, so it's muscle testing. So in doing muscle testing, your body has all the answers, and all you have to do is have a way to tap into the body to get those answers. But it has every memory from the time you're conceived, so it's pretty amazing, that body.
Yes, it is. And talk about, okay, let's talk about the house. I've done my drains. I noticed... You know, you talk about the gases coming up from the drains.
And it, you know, I talk about it all the time, and it's a topic that really definitely still needs attention. And when people have done their drains, when I've talked to them, they say, oh, my gosh, I just took my drains apart. And I know what you're talking about, because it was black and green and gunky. And so sometimes if you're using some drain cleaners, it may not get to the, you know, get down and really get rid of that grime. And you might have to do it more often.
And I know it's, I mean, you do talk about the drains a lot, and it does sound like a broken record. However, it is very, very important, because if you don't take care of the drains, then you can have all kinds of symptoms from the drains. From
allergies, like congestion.
Sick stomachs, breathing. I mean, so the list is on and on. So,
and you could be going to the doctor, you could be on medications, you could be doing all those things. And it might kind of skim over the top, but it, you never get rid of it because of the house. So the drains, I talked about using a heavy-duty green cleaner. You could use environmental green cleaners. And the other thing you can use is white vinegar and baking soda. And you just have to use that more often to get a head start, to really get ahead of it.
So if your drains are really bad,
you can do it once a week.
Well, but if your drains are super bad with the heavy, thick, black, lovely stuff, go with a heavy drain cleaner first.
Well, if it's that bad, you want to get it done, you got to do it with a heavy duty one, and then the vinegar and
baking soda
you could pick up and do it.
So once a week.
I would do it more often if your drains are that bad. Yeah, and we muscle test the house. I muscle test the house and see where things are at. So it's the drains are a huge problem. And remember, it's not just if you're on a sewer, it's other people's drains that, I mean, the gases can back up from that sewer line. And, you know, the guys are always technical and say, oh, there's a trap in there. It really doesn't do that. Well, it does, because otherwise they wouldn't test that bad.
All right. So you got the drains.
Then the other big thing is your vents. When was the last time your furnace vents? And like on the East Coast now, people are starting to turn on their air conditioning, like in Florida. So you want to make sure you get your vents cleaned and, you know, your furnace cleaned or your air conditioned service, so then you're ahead of the game for the summertime and you feel good. So those are a couple of big things right there. And then you just start with the whole house. You know, it's the dust, the kids that have allergies, you got to look at their room. Do they have a lot of stuffed animals in there? You got to throw the animals in the dryer and sanitize them, or just fluff them up, and that cleans them.
Yeah, because a lot of the dryers now have that sanitize mode.
Yeah, and even if you throw them in the, if you don't have that, even if you just throw them in the dryer, it picks the dust off them. It makes a huge difference.
However, I do have to say, if you put them in the dryer, don't put anything else in the dryer.
Throw a
meaning,
couple.
Meaning certain sheets and
oh, you
things
never,
like that.
Yeah. But when you put them in the dryer, you could throw a towel in there to buff them.
Yeah, I was talking about
dryer sheets
dryer
are one
sheets.
Of the that those are absolutely chemicals, toxic, the worst thing you could possibly use. So instead of using the dry, because then you're breathing that in all the time. And I've had babies who have had gone into seizures. And one of the things, as we keep refining what the parents are using, it gets down to those dryer sheets, and then you put them in their clothes and everything, and they're laying on them, and they breathe them in, and they're getting those chemicals right in their system. So it's you could use, again, look up white vinegar and baking soda, and they have all kinds of tips for using those products that are natural. So the vinegar can be put in the wash machine like a softener.
So, like and in that, the bleach, well, you do that
it,
at home.
You put
in
it
the
in
bleach,
the softener.
The softener
one.
Container.
Yeah.
Do you mix that with the baking soda, too?
No, you can't put baking soda in the washing machine, though. You can just, you can mix it, or you could just throw it down with the clothes. So, anyway, those are a couple big things. And then we're talking about not just their stuffed animals, but their bedding,
How
their
about their
pillows.
Favorite blankets?
Oh, yeah.
Every child I know has a favorite
and
blanket.
If it gets where it's thready, then you got to put it in a bag, put it in one of those not the hosiery bags, and put it in there. So it, I remember actually, Kelly had a favorite blanket, and it was eggy. And oh my gosh, you got to the point where you
could see through
it. Had to put it in something to secure it, but it had to be washed. And so you could do that very in a gentle cycle and keep things freshened up. But that means when kids have allergies and they're coughing and sneezing, you got to like vacuum the if they have drapes or shades, make sure everything is vacuumed. Or another great thing to do is steam clean them. Steam cleaning like the baby's cribs, it just sanitizes it, and it's great to do it that way.
All right, so we're all going to get our house cleaned up. It's time to take a short break. We'll be you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will catch you on the other side.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
You don't want nobody crowding the space. Wouldn't that be weird?
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I am here with Mary Jane, who's also my mom, and Benny, and Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel's answering the phone.
Yeah, Rachel, welcome to the crew here on Thursdays. Taylor has been moved off of duty, so to speak, but we miss him.
We miss
I know you,
you
did when you came in.
I know.
In.
I miss you, Taylor.
But he's still with us on Tuesdays.
I know.
So. We're happy to have you, Rachel.
Yes, not that we're not happy that Rachel's here. We're thrilled that Rachel's here, but love and Taylor, so.
Yeah, so if you hear, you think Rachel's voice, it's not Taylor.
Yeah, it's not Taylor. No. So
give Rachel a call.
Because you're a little higher than Taylor. All right, let's go to these phone lines.
I was going to say, we have Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
How are ya?
I am well, thank you. Listen, I am so glad you brought up this topic because I wanted you to talk about Febreze. I moved into a brand new apartment building in Seattle, and to get away from, you know, mold, mildew, and all that stuff for a few months while I'm looking for a home. and they sprayed the elevator with Febreze, and I've complained about this. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. You know, how do they get all that those odors and smells in there? It's just chemicals. It's plain old chemicals.
Artificial.
So now if somebody was really sensitive to that, they couldn't live in that building because they would totally react to that. People who are real sensitive to chemicals. Well, you would be sensitive to chemicals if you had to breathe that in all the time anyway. So what it does is when you breathe in those chemicals, it makes your body toxic. And so then your body creates fever all the time to get rid of those chemicals. And if you're really surrounded by a lot of chemicals, it wipes out the parotid gland. The parotid gland is like the gland in, like when you have mumps, that's your parotid. And the parotid gland puts out an enzyme in the saliva to get rid of any chemicals. So when you're bombarded with chemicals all the time, it wipes out that parotid gland, and then you no longer have the ability to get rid of the chemicals. And that's why some people are more sensitive to the chemicals and other people still have a strong parotid, so they manage to not have symptoms. So
perfect.
So it's really not good at all. And when you live in an apartment, you take on everybody else's stuff. Like those drains are usually really bad because they don't clean the drains at all. And you know, the carpets, the best thing to do is sanitize, you know, just vacuum your carpets good. Another thing you could do is even put, they probably have cleaned them, but they probably use chemicals
too.
Well,
it's brand new, so an air
filter. Is it a brand new apartment?
Brand new. Everything's brand new. Drains, everything's brand new.
Yeah, so even brand new drains can be bad because they throw everything down those drains when they're making it, so they're no different than other drains.
Well, you've got those new wood smells,
the
new
carpet
smells,
all the off-gassing. The best thing to get is a good air filter. Now, in our office, we do handle an air filter that is outstanding. I've always carried these air filters from the time I started my business because I had a toxic office at the time. But if you have a good, and you know, a lot of air filters are out there, but they're not all good. But if you get a good air filter, then that will clean up all that off-gassing, and it makes a huge difference. And it's,
this is not 100% green place, but close. I mean, and so.
Well, your apartment scores a 2, so it's not good.
Okay.
Even though it's green, they probably, even if they do the best they can, there's still stuff in there that needs to be cleaned up. That's where that air filter, it's an EchoQuest air filter.
Okay.
You could always call and ask Rhonda, our office, about them.
Okay.
And there's a, how big is, well, the smaller one does about 1,500 square feet, and it's great. I've never had anybody get that air filter that immediately didn't notice a difference. So that's what I would recommend, and that'll make a difference to you get your new place.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Renee. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to give out Mary Jane's office number. That's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And Febreze is another one of those products where you see them spraying the couch, spraying
everything.
The kids' room, and then you got the dog who lays on the couch, which then those chemicals are absorbed into the animal itself.
Yeah, you got a dog that's scratching and itching all the time. I'd say 95% of it is usually the drains in your house. And then remember, because those gases go up, it settles on the floor, it settles everywhere. And if you have new carpeting and animals, they're the carpet's off-gassing. So all those things, when you think your dog has allergies, if you don't look at what's going on in your house first and you put them on all kinds of medication and do other things,
lots of vet trips,
you're missing the whole point. Yeah. I had somebody whose dog itched, and took it to three different vets for months. And finally, when they did the drains, the dog stopped scratching that day. It was started to get better because the drains were so bad, the gases were just, and they had to do like a triple dose. Their drains were so bad.
So it's simple. So there's an answer. That's what Mary Jane's here for. She's here because there are answers to your health questions and for your four-legged family members as well. So, all right, so we did drains and we did ducts.
You need to do your carpets with natural cleaners, floors and things. Again, if you do the steam cleaning sanitizes. So it's a great way to clean. You could do your windows with a steam cleaner. You could do, and it's all natural. It's not, you don't need a lot of other products to do it.
Isn't it just water?
It's water. Sometimes you could put a little vinegar in it, but it's just water. Hot steam makes a huge difference.
Well, and that's also friendly for your four-legged animals, and if you have small children who spend a lot of time on the floor.
Well, for any of. And my daughter Kelly used to steam clean everything when Riley was a little baby. And, you know, kids put everything in their mouth. And it's an easy way to do it. It's not complicated. You could do your drapes. You could do your everything. So you're going to do that and then clean behind your refrigerator and behind your washer and dryer. Clean the vents from your washer and dryer. And that's a big thing. And then inside the refrigerator. You know, mold grows. Think about when you have a sour cream, and it's there opened and there for a while, and pretty soon you see mold on it. Well, if it grows mold that easy, think about inside your fridge. You gotta be on top of that, and maybe clean the inside of your fridge with some vinegar because vinegar sanitizes.
There's always that one thing that seems to be either in the fruit or the vegetable drawer that gets put in the back that starts to take on a whole new life.
And it turns green. Or things turn green.
It turns green, and then it starts to – it's the science experiments.
Yeah. So, you got to get on a schedule and do things ahead of time.
Well, now that the weather's starting to get nice, we're going to start to open up our windows. I'm sure windows will be open today.
Exactly.
And all that fresh air will be coming in. I'm looking forward to that. But then when you have the fresh air coming in, then you have the pollen.
Well,
I have issues with pollen.
You know, the other thing is you got to clean your screens, too, because your screens after the winter can be pretty dusty, and it depends on where you live. If you got gravel roads or, you know, driveways or dusty
roads. All
that dirt
coming up.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing is the shower heads. If you took off your shower head and looked in it, you might be amazed at what's in there, too.
So the symptoms that if you don't clean these things, let's talk a little bit more about how you might be feeling.
Congested, fatigued. You think you have allergies, sneezing. You can have skin itching, skin rashes. You just overall not feeling good.
Low energy,
and then you wind up taking antihistamines and all those things, and it kind of make you feel a little bit better, but they still don't take care of the symptoms. So the biggest thing I see is people with colds after colds, never quite get better, and the number one thing is your drains.
So clean the, if you have some of those symptoms, start with doing the sanitizing of your house, cleaning your house, and see if that doesn't help.
Yeah, and also stomach problems, toxic stomachs, because you breathe in those gases and it settles in your stomach. Then all those toxins go up into your mouth and your sinuses, causes sinus problems, sinus congestion. But it can cause tooth decay, because when you have these allergies like that, it affects your kidney, your bladder, and your stomach mostly. And kidney and bladder has a lot to do with tooth decay. If you have a child that has a lot of dental issues or tooth decay, I can guarantee they have a kidney bladder issue. And unless you take care of that, no matter what you do in the mouth, it doesn't, it kind of tries to stabilize it, but it doesn't do the job.
All right. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give her a call at 1-800-930-2819. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side. Everybody get up.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
A rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show. And get into it, winning at the Game of Life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you, Benny, for that lovely selection.
It's all about liberation.
You are welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host. I'm back, and I'm here with Mary Jane Mack, who, yes, is my mom, best friend. She's a rock star.
All right. I like that, Nancy. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, rock star. So today we're talking about the basics of optimal health. However, we're talking about that, but if you'd like to talk about something else or ask Mary Jane a question, go ahead and give her a call at 1-800-930-2819.
All right, Nancy, let's talk a little bit about heart energy.
We are going to talk about whatever you want to talk about, Mary Jane.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about heart energy.
Is the heart the main battery, right?
Your heart is your main battery.
Brain is your second.
And brain is your second. So when I'm doing my testing, I do it. Everything has a number and a score. So your heart score is normally should be energy is a 12 and the brain is a 15. So when I'm balancing your body, it's according to what those numbers are.
And it's according to what your body says, because you get the numbers directly from the body.
Exactly. And the body tells me in priority when I'm testing, I'm following a system. And in that system, the body takes me to your number one concern. So we look for the number one, number two, and number three, and that's what we address. And usually you could have a list of symptoms that could be
pages. Pages long.
And it comes down to one, two, or three things. Usually one, but when you balance those initial things, it balances everything. So, for example, when you have low heart energy, you know, we've talked about that old gallbladder many, many times. Well, how do you sometimes get that besides eating food and eating the wrong thing?
Microwaving.
And if your heart energy is in low gear, say you're stressed, how does your heart energy get in low gear? It could be because your organ function is off. It could be stress. It could be emotions. It could be trauma. It could be an accident. You had an accident. Your heart takes a hit.
And when you say accident, let's just say it doesn't have to be a major car crash. It doesn't have to be.
Could trip, and throw your knee out. You could do. It could be an old injury. Sometimes you could have an old injury. Like, for example, Nancy had. She injured her knee skiing years ago. Well, she's only had it flare up a couple of times, minor, and with nutrition were able to take care of it. And then she was dancing, and she really, really tweaked it. And then it wound up more inflammation, and it's the old injury that showed up, and that's why she needed to have arthroscopic surgery. So an injury could be an old injury.
And that was like old, because I was a teenager when that injury happened.
And how does that stir up? It stirs up from old emotion. It's like your body's ready to get rid of things, and sometimes you don't even know what it is, so your body presents with physical symptoms. So that's how some old emotions get stirred.
I bet
up.
There's some stuff stuck in there. So we're going to talk about that, Mary Jane, after the show.
So anyway, it's like old injuries, trauma, emotions.
So then
surgery.
My heart took a hit because of my knee.
Because of the stress.
The stress.
And then your knee swelled up. And then we had to use nutrition to support your heart, which helped to take the swelling out of the knee. So it's like when I see people and they have swelling in their legs or their feet, it always goes back to their heart. And that's the same for horses. I mean, you see horses with a lot of injuries, or people think they have injuries and swelling in their legs, and it's all about the heart. So when you support the heart is your major pump. Usually their heart is in low gear. It's like a 3 or 4. So then you support the heart, and when the heart muscle is strong, now remember, this doesn't mean you have a diseased heart. What I'm talking about is energetically. Not that we can't take care of a diseased heart, but usually this is more energetically. So then when you support the heart with nutrition, it makes that pump. It strengthens the muscle. It not only strengthens the muscle of the heart, but all the muscle in your body. So now you're able to move, so your pump is working, so you're able to move that fluid out of the leg and get things working again. So again, it can be from old injuries, it could be stress, it could be somebody gave you bad news, it could be somebody died, and that's how your heart emotionally takes a hit. And sometimes you don't even think about it, that it could be something like that. But you have all these symptoms, and we're able to figure out what that is.
Yes, I was just lucky enough to have Mary Jane accessible to me when I had my little knee thing happen. I thought I was just having too much fun, but
and she was.
And
so
I
you
was.
Could give Rhonda a call.
Yes, you can give Rhonda a call at 888-777-4232. We are going to go to the phones and talk to Diane. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi. Well, I think I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's
thank you.
Fabulous.
So how can I help you?
Well, you helped me about 3 years ago, and I'd like to have an update.
Okay. So tell me what's happening.
Well, a little gas and other things, and I had a heartache just recently through the passing of somebody very dear.
Uh-huh. So the first thing I pick up on you is your heart, but it's also your digestion. So when
yeah.
your heart, you take a hit like that, your digestion, your stomach can show up. You can be gassy. You could have heartburn, indigestion, because now your stomach is actually trying to help out your heart, but it's having trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So your digestion is off. You need some nutrition to balance your digestion, and then you need support for your heart. Your heart score is a 7, and it should be, I like it between a 12 and a 15, and but the nutrition will help you heal your heart and help with that emotion. So that's the first thing that shows up on you, so you were right on.
Uh-huh. How about the gallbladder?
Your gallbladder score is good. Now,
oh, good.
Now, when your heart goes in low gear, I was about to say that before, then your gallbladder slows down, and your gallbladder goes in the low gear, and then that's when it collects more sludge and more debris because your heart isn't strong enough to move it out of that gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
But your gallbladder right now is not the issue. It's your stomach. And then your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
if you give Rhonda a call, we could fine-tune you pretty easily and get you out of that. Because when you don't pull out of that, here's the other side, and you're not aware of it, you're aware of it already, which helps you. Then down the road, having this happen, like your heart score is a 3,
mm-hmm.
The lowest it goes is a 3. And when
oh,
it's low like that, then you, if it stays low, then you create other symptoms. And sometimes down like 5 years down the road, you can wind up with some pretty severe other things that go wrong.
Makes
so it's
sense.
Very, because when I talk to people and they have, they have like cancer or pre-cancer stuff,
mm-hmm.
or they have a lot of heart symptoms where they can't walk, they're not stable, and I can test and see when the emotion was, and it's usually 5 years before.
Mm. Wow.
So it's like an important yeah. issue to take care of and heal your body.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So Diane,
perfect.
You're in pretty good shape there.
Well,
no, I mean, considering, no, you take care of your stomach, get your digestion going, and
you
get
could
that
turn,
heart back
you
up.
Could turn it around pretty easily, but it's important to turn it around. That's one of the things when you take an emotion, and it could be anything. It could be real or not real. If somebody, for example, told you somebody died, and then you found out they really didn't die, it's the emotion you felt when, whether it's right or wrong, that sets you into this.
Mm-hmm.
At the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. If you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. You can also visit her webpage. It's MaryJaneMack.com.
And now that was a really good example of the other side of what really happens when you have heart energy and low gear from an emotion. And I see that. I can see that pretty often in people. When I'll check back when the emotion is, they usually know exactly what it was. But they're not thinking what's going on with them is related to that.
And again, like you said, it could be something big or it could be something small that
could be a relationship.
It could have been something that's been re-triggered.
Well, and the common thing is with women whose, for example, husbands have left them, and they got divorced. Those are the women that down the road are, they take that emotional hit and they develop breast cancer. Very common. So so any relationship deal, anything that hurts your heart, just be aware of that, and that'll make a difference to help you change things.
All right. So we were talking about the heart and the emotions. Where do you want to go now?
Well,
optimal living.
Well, and again, it's the same thing with horses. Horses, I have a lot of clients with horses, and the horses, the main organ in a horse is their heart. And if you keep their heart strong, then they stay pretty stable. When a horse's gait is off, it's usually has to do with their heart.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
I'm the best you've ever had.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane Mack. And we are going to go to the phones. We're going to talk to David. Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call. A wonderful show. And I am wondering about the heart and its role that it plays in metabolism.
All right, Mary Jane, take it away.
Well, if your heart is in low gear, everything's in low gear. Remember when I say when your heart, and it could be from anything. You can just be stressed out. When your heart is in low gear, your digestion is also in low gear. Constipation is a big problem because, remember, your heart is your major muscle. And when we strengthen up your heart muscle, it strengthens all the muscle in your body, like your intestine, your gut, your gallbladder, all those organs get better. So as far as digestion, and often your digestion will go off, be off, because it's a symptom of something else being wrong. And then when you, because what I do is I check the whole body and then figure out where we start. If your digestion isn't right, you can't take any nutrition. You got to get the digestion right first, then, because otherwise you can't. The nutrition I use is very powerful, and you have to have a good digestive system to make it work. Do you have someone in particular you're talking about?
Well, I'm just wondering what are the signs of the kind of the balance between the heart and metabolism? Meaning, what are signs that your metabolism is functioning in the proper order?
Okay, so if your heart is in low gear, your metabolism is low, because remember, then your thyroid is low. So you will be fatigued. You will gain weight. Your body holds on to more water, so you'll be more puffy and bloated. So those are some of the things that can happen when your heart is in low gear. It's like when I see the swelling in the legs, if somebody has something else going on, well, the body's filling up with water because it's not strong enough to move and pump it out. So then your metabolism is going to be in low gear. You're not going to digest and absorb the way you should. And if your digestion is off, you don't get the nutrients out of the food. So then you graze more. You're like grazing more just to get energy to keep you going.
Yeah. So really, then to increase the heart function, what kind of diet would be something that would stimulate the metabolism and the heart to get functioning together?
Well, I always recommend the paleo diet, the paleo program.
Okay.
Because that,
okay,
I feel is pretty, you have a lot of variety on that, and that's the best thing. Sometimes the other thing is using like apple cider vinegar for your digestion. Use a tablespoon or like morning and night for a while to get your digestion right. That's something simple you could do. And then it's eating the right food. It's like sometimes you think you're eating the right food, but if you got to eat foods that have positive energy, that are highly electrical, that means really fresh. Not microwave, if it's older, even organic stuff can be not necessarily good. It depends on, you can tell the freshness and how alive it is. It's basically how live is the food.
Does that answer your question, David?
Then, yeah, it does. And then the last part of it is about someone who is constantly, maybe drinking coffee or water, and then they're constantly urinating. How is it that one would help to retain water or any sort of...
Well, if you're drinking coffee is a natural diuretic. So you have to balance... Coffee is okay if it's in moderation. So if you're constantly going to the bathroom, you could have a bladder... if you got low heart energy... Your bladder, you can have more of a bladder where it's irritated and you're constantly going to the bathroom. So when your body is in balance, then you don't do that. So drinking water, I also recommend coconut water, because coconut water has lots of minerals in it. If you drink water doesn't necessarily hydrate you unless you have the minerals.
Okay.
So you have to have the right minerals to hold the water in. And so coconut water, and read the ingredients, make sure they don't have any crazy stuff in it. And coconut water is one of the best things to hydrate you, and also has the good minerals in it to make you feel good.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Those are valuable, valuable answers. And continue your great work to increase the power of people's hearts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
David.
Exactly. It's all about giving you information.
And empowering
you. My goal
you.
Is to empower you and teach you. That's what I do, is give you information so that you, by the time you, after you've come to me, you've got tools in your toolbox that you learn what's going to work for you and what doesn't work for you.
I'd say the coconut water, because I'm not a big water person. I mean, and I usually if I drink water, I drink it with lemon. But my favorite new thing is that coconut water. And I drink mine with the pineapple. I absolutely love the coconut water with pineapple. It doesn't have any crazy stuff in it.
And what's the brand? Coco?
Vita Coco. Vita Coco. They have it with mango and peach and orange, but pineapple for me is the best. There's a lot of people that like just the straight coconut water, but the pineapple, it's a very subtle pineapple.
And you can find it anywhere.
Yeah, you can find it. I mean,
You don't want to drink it too late at night because it actually gives you energy.
Yeah.
Because it's got potassium and all the good minerals in it, so you want to drink it earlier in the day.
Before
2 or 3.
Fabulous. I love it. And it does naturally hydrate you because I admit I'm a coffee drinker, which dehydrates you sometimes.
Yeah, but you drink it within reason.
Yes.
You can drink.
I have one. I have my one Starbucks a day, and occasionally I'll throw in a Red Bull every once in a while. Doesn't do anything for me. I just like the taste, but I love that. Mom's rolling her eyes. Well, people need to know I am not as perfect as you. And everything in moderation,
well,
as you say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one who, when people come in, I think if you change 80% of what you're doing and make some, and you can do it gradually. You don't have to, I don't expect people to do it all, cut you off. And when you do it gradually, you still 20% of the time, if you decide you want something else, you could do it.
See, and I think it's important that people know I am not, a saint like Mary Jane is. I have my little things I indulge in, and but I do everything probably, I'd say 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
no,
I do. I think it's more than that. I think it's 95.
So,
at least.
But yeah, I mean,
but
I believe in moderation.
Yeah. And if you think about just when you're eating food, live food, good food, then your body gives your body energy. It's all about what gives your body energy. So if you're eating things and you notice you're tired after eating, you're either not digesting it, or it's not the right thing for you. So pay attention to those things and try eliminating them and seeing the difference.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
And the other thing is, like you said, your digestion can be off. If your digestion's off, you're not absorbing that nutrition from the food anyway. So you're kind of got to get that taken care of.
And remember, if you come in to see me, we fine-tune you. We take all the guesswork out of it. You don't have to think about it. You get on the exact right products. When I do what I do, I'm not guessing. It's exact, and we have predictable results. I know that you will be better.
That's because your body tells Mary Jane what it needs in order to heal itself. If you'd like an appointment with Mary Jane, and I think you all should get one, I'm not just saying that because she's my mom, but she's pretty amazing at what she does, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. You're listening to the Mary Jane Max Show with Transformation Talk Radio. It's so good to be back. And thank you all for listening. And we will be here with you next month. So everybody have a great day and enjoy the weather.
Some guy don't want-